Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Lawmakers from at least 15 states were in St. Paul to show solidarity for Minnesota during the current ICE operations. Republican Senator Jordan Rasmussen of Fergus Falls.
I want to make clear that we need to protect the constitutional rights of Minnesotans and enforce our nation's laws. We can and must do both.
Democratic Senator Cora Newman from Montana said all states need to join Minnesota in unity.
80% of Americans are saying that Minnesota are seeing that Minnesota is being used as a testing ground. And we are saying no more masked militarized agents with no transparency and no coordination. Two American citizens dead in 3 weeks, and that's all that we know of.
A federal judge is weighing claims that Immigration and Customs Enforcement is acting on political motives during Operation Metro Surge. A lawsuit seeking to halt the operation and remove federal agents alleges the surge is driven by animosity toward blue states and Democratic leaders. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison filed the lawsuit, arguing the operation is intended to punish Minnesota until the state complies with federal demands. The legal challenge follows months of requests by the Trump administration for data on Minnesota voters and recipients of Medicaid and food assistance. The field of a dozen Republican candidates for governor will be narrowed down at Tuesday's precinct caucuses. Carleton College political analyst Stephen Scheer says we will learn from the Minnesota GOP straw poll.
Which candidates are serious contenders and which ones aren't. There'll be quite a distribution of support across all those candidates. And there'll be maybe two, three, or four of them who are serious contenders for the endorsement and for the nomination. And the fight will be between them.
In other headlines, the Minnesota Office of Higher Education has released grant funding to help address food insecurity on college campuses. Communications Director Keith Hovis says private, nonprofit institutions and tribal colleges can all get funding.
And the intention is to help those campuses roll out programming or invest in initiatives that will help provide food to students on campus. We know that food insecurity is a common problem for many students in college. And so the purpose of this grant is to help colleges address that insecurity.
For this current round, 9 colleges in total are slated to get the funding. Governor Tim Walz and the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development have announced the launch of the Shop Local Stand Together campaign across the state. The governor is encouraging Minnesotans to support small, locally owned businesses, particularly those that have seen reduced foot traffic and uncertainty due to federal ICE operations in the state. This is MNN.